Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Paxton. I'm coming to you again today from the great state of Ohio. I want to read from Psalm chapter 40, and I want to read the 16th verse. Here's what it says. I'm in the New King James today. It says, "Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you." I mean, we've got to seek God, folks. We can't just presume that we're going to make our plans and then we're going to invite the Lord to follow us. You hear what I'm saying? A lot of people do that. Many people do that. They make their plans in life and they say, "Well, Lord, bless us because we're saved." No, we have to seek God. We seek His ways. We seek His way of doing things. The Bible says, "Seek ye first His righteousness, and all things of life will be added to us." It doesn't say go pursue the things of this life and then ask God to bless it. We seek His righteousness. We seek His ways. If we're seeking God, He's going to lead us where He wants us to be. Church, ministry, sharing our faith, blessing people and trying to lead them to Christ. God's going to see, God's in favor of all of those things. And He is against the opposite of those things. So if we want His blessing, we need to seek Him. And we will rejoice and be glad in Him. Hallelujah. When you get to doing those things that are the right things of God to do, you will be glad. You'll be blessed. "Let such as love your salvation say continually, 'The Lord be magnified.' But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help. You are my deliverer. Do not delay, oh my God." So when we find ourselves in a time of great need and even great struggle in life, just, you know, struggling just in life, we seek God. We seek His right ways of doing things. We obey and do it. We set out to glorify Him, and it says here, He will not delay. He is my help, He is my deliverer, and He will not delay to come to me. I want to encourage you today. Read your Bible with fresh eyes. See God's ways, and then put your life in alignment with it. You don't have to do it in your own strength. The Holy Spirit will help you to line up with the Word of God. And what you're going to do is you're going to follow God's lead right into the blessings and the deliverance of God that your life craves. And that's a good word for every single one of us. So from the great state of Ohio, this is Brother Paxton saying, go with God and He will go with you. Bless you.